Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, joining us from the other hemisphere in our hemispheric union, Max Egan from Australia. And you tell me that you just haven't been impressed with the information that's been presented here. Tell me there's any power or authority anywhere on the planet Earth that's going to give you a briefing like this on what's really going down. And tell me we just don't have two buffoons running for president. There are other candidates. I think it's like 20 when I looked, but they're far saner and more responsible, to be sure. And I think that's where I'd be cast in my ballot, should I have one down there. Max, we really want to thank you for devoting your life to a better world and devoting your time to us. You know, you told us how busy you are with a show before this show. It's, you know, after 3 o'clock in the morning in Australia, and Max has another show just before dawn. And he's going to grab a cat nap and be ready to roll up the sleeves and go to battle again for us, for all of us. And Max sells products online, too. And, you know, tell us about your sites, where to find you, so people can keep abreast of news and developments.
You'll find everything about me at thecrowhouse.com, my website. I actually don't sell any products. I don't do
e-commerce
at all. Oh, a t-shirt. I sell t-shirts. I
actually, love t-shirts.
Actually cost me about a dollar to sell a t-shirt. So I don't.
Well, include a generous tip.
I don't actually make any money on them. So it's weird. I mean, there's nothing to buy on my website. I've just kind of put it. I do what I do because of community service. I do what I do because it needs to be done. It desperately needs to be done. People need to wake up to what we're facing and what's coming, and they need to wake up to the tests that they're about to be subject to. You know, I do it because I care about people, and I just want a better world. You know, it's about freedom. What this whole thing is about is freedom. And even the term the truth movement, I've often said it's a loaded term, because if you really look at the truth movement, the so-called truth movement in inverted commas, well, the truth seems to be pretty subjective depending on what people want to believe, you know, and we've got a whole bunch of people arguing over their belief systems, and the truth is that no one knows what the truth is, and that's the truth, you know. People only know the information that they've had access to and what they've been able to make of it, but all of the mysteries exist to begin with, and they're searching for the truth because they're not free. And all they're doing is arguing over their belief systems. The very argument they're creating is one of the very things which is keeping them from ever becoming free. And if they would just focus on that, then all of the truth would become self-evident to them because they would have the freedom to find out. So I think we've been putting the sort of cart before the horse with the whole thing. So I just do what I do because I think it needs to be done. And I've always believed in the universe, God, spirit, whatever, will guide me and will look after me. And, you know, if I'm on the right path, then I'll be provided for it, and I'll be able to continue getting the message out until the message is not worth getting out anymore. And the universe has guided me that way, and I've just followed spirit, and here I am. So there's nothing for sale on the website. There's over 1,000 pages, nearly 2,000 pages on that website. There's so much information on it. It's just a portal for all sorts of stuff. And it's there as a community service. And thanks for having me on, brother. And we'll have to come and do it again sometime soon.
Well, we'll have to, because, you know, we look at you personally, to me, and I hope our audience now, as, you know, a learned elder from down under, sharing wit and wisdom to give you life and life more abundantly. And like you, I charge nothing. I work like a slave, spend all kinds of money on all types of things to make it happen, because it has to be done for humanity. I don't want to see the children behind me walk into this trap. And somehow we hold back the demons for as long as we can until the next generation comes and hopefully does the same thing. And that's the only thing that's going to make it work. Power Hour helps make it happen. And God bless you, Max. You are an inspiration. Anything you define is like it comes from the master of the universe. It's just so eloquent and well thought out. And Crow House, go to Max's channel, BitChute. You know, we have the most freedom there to see what he has to say in perpetuity and keep yourself abreast of what's going on. And thank you very much for coming to us and giving up your night tonight to spend with us. And it's too bad we don't have Billy to squawk in the background or something like that, but that's one of the joys of listening to Matt.
Hey, I have to get a daytime show for that one, brother. But it's been a pleasure, George. We'll do it again.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Max.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, you tell me, anywhere you are in the world that can listen to Power Our Nation, what politician, what academic, what doctor, what newspaper will tell you what you've just heard in the last little while? Because you could probably count them on one hand. And one that I really do appreciate, though, is this Dr. Carrie Madej in Georgia. She talks about the transhumanism and the dangers of the vaccines and what's in them and the things that are coming down the pipe. And when you listen to that woman, you have to love her, too, for taking great risk to be different, to stand out. It's like getting up in a battlefield when the shells are flying over your head. You can get hit by a stray one quickly. And she does it. And it's just beautiful the way she takes on these demons and tells you what you need to know. In one of her videos that I posted on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, she explained 5 years ago, she was at a medical conference in Atlanta, and they were talking about the new system for health that they're bringing in where your phone's going to monitor you for everything. And she had no idea how invasive it was. So she takes out her phone while they're talking and looks for hidden apps in there that when they do inject you and put these monitors, trace monitors, nanobots in your body, that they will communicate with the host, the phone, and pass along the most intimate knowledge of your body to these apps. Do you understand what that means? That Big Brother AI will know everything about you, not just your heart rate, your pulse, every private personal detail of your life. When you had a drink last, what, if anything, you took as a medicine or a drug, when you had sex with, you know, last, and because it's recording the other person as well, who with, right down to the most minute detail, this is your new freedom. It's total and complete enslavement. And when they bring on the agitprops that run through the street, like Black Lives Matter, to say, oh, they're going to talk about the Civil War and slavery, ladies and gentlemen, you are running into bondage faster than an Olympic athlete in the 100-meter dash. Blindly. And they catch you, and once they catch you, try to get out at that point. Because the only hope, of course, is the Bible, where it says too, and I believe firmly now more than ever, that when Christ returns to free the dead in the cloud, it's not the white billowy things in the sky. It's the Microsoft-type cloud, the data cloud in the sky. That's where you'll be trapped. And I look at a vision of that was revealed in one of the old Superman movies where you had the Phantom Zone. And the evil villains are kept in something about, looks like the size of an LP, it's flat, and it's a screen, and they're trapped inside. That's your prison. Your screen, as Max enlightened us about, that you're trapped in there, and you'll not be able to escape. Your very soul will be in there. And because it's been separated from your body, even if your body dies, you will live in there in perpetuity forever, and you won't be able to escape. That's the hell of it. I had a friend a long time ago who got into all this new age alien stuff and all that, and is totally and totally hooked through, you know, the Gaia movement to be inured into this. And I saw when I was researching this financial system that they seem to be proponents of it because they said it came from the Palladians. Oh, well, if it comes from the Palladians, it's got to be good for you. And it's just the same thing. They lure you into the trap. And I told her that even before I knew any of this. This is my visualization of what this stuff is that you will be in that phantom zone and you won't be able to get out. You'll be trapped there forever. The horrible thing then is you will know that whatever they told you before that you believed like you were in some sort of cult is now a lie. And the evil of it is forever your soul will be trapped with those lies and those liars, and you won't be able to turn them off. What kind of a punishment is that? The circle of life is just part of everything here. We do believe in a God, most of us, and He put us here, gives us our purpose, we do our things, but the Jesus part is to be the good shepherd, to tend to the flock, and that's where Max tends to the flock. For people who can't understand, comprehend, or come to terms with many things, He's there to do that, just like I am and other people associated with Power Hour, to give you that opportunity to step out of the way of this disaster that's coming down. And it is a matter of choice. We do have free will choice. And frequently, our free will choice is done by the power of the mob through advertising. That's where the book Propaganda came to be by Bernays. It's all about selling you stuff. And the main reason for propaganda is through advertising, to get you into the herd mentality to support various businesses, and also to accept a political dynamic that may or may not exist, only because it's created illusory in your mind, and you believe it is real. I played, you know, either last year or the year before, a clip from Star Trek. The Spectre of the Gun was the show where they're at the OK Corral. And it's all a stage. It's all an illusion. It's not real. But the crew can't figure that out. They don't have the depth or capacity to understand that. Only Spock, being a Vulcan and of a logical mind, realized this isn't real. It's not happening. So the gunslingers aren't real. They were computer-generated entities. Their guns are not real. The bullets are not real. And he knew that. So by having that power in his mind, the bullets couldn't hurt him because they weren't there. The other people couldn't form that ability. So when they believed they were shot, they died. They created their own reality. And I look at that as a parallel to this disease that they've invented for us. It's not real. It's a figment of an imagination. It's an illusion. And there's various actors, artificial intelligence actors perhaps, and human actors, that are portraying this as real to convince you through fear that it is real. And when you do that, your mind, the imaginarium of your mind, like in the Twilight Zone, convinces you that it's real, and you convince yourself to succumb to it. Or in the case of many people who went to hospitals for treatment, is they were so terrified of death and this disease, that they ran to the hospitals, and many of them, according to whistleblowers who were inside these hospitals, said that they were flat-out murdered by the hospitals because they didn't have this dreaded COVID-19. Whatever they came in for, they diagnosed them with this and treated them for it in spite of the fact they didn't have it. And I know we had the Polish nurse on Power Hour before that I've heard on Fox, I believe it was, and she took pictures with her camera of the fact that many of the patients she saw were negative. I think it was as high as 50%, and they were intubating them or giving them treatments for something they didn't have, which are dangerous and life-threatening treatments, and they died as a result of it. And the only person to survive was someone who was a drug addict, and so used to being anesthetized through narcotics that what they gave that person, which included fentanyl for these people, they tied them to their beds, drugged them up. They don't let your family in to see you, so there's no arbiters to come in and protect you and defend you in the hospital when you're in the weakest of conditions. Tied to the bed, drugged into unconsciousness, and then given medical treatments that will end your life. And only because you feared something. So I remember one patient, she said that they were going to do this too, that she was able to save, was severely diabetic. And it was a blood sugar issue that made them the way they were. And they were quite content to say it's COVID and intubate you, and probably for all the money that comes from the various sources, Medicare, Medicaid, the federal government funds, as I understand it, from state to state, they went from something like $13,000-$14,000 per patient up to in the $60,000. That balances the budget at almost any hospital. But the ruthlessness of the medical profession, that they would adopt Dr. Mengele, the famed German Nazi medical scientist of World War II, standards, and purposely destroy your life and cause you to suffer to put this agenda across is absolutely mind-numbing. The fact that you submit willingly to this is even more mind-numbing to me. It's like we put up a sign at the end of the road, bridge out. We stand on the road with a yellow flag and we wave it to tell you to slow down. And you keep charging down that road. We have to jump out of the way. The sign blows over in the wind and you crash because the bridge was out. You have to think, be sentient, have reason. Challenge what they tell you. Because Max would always say COVID, folks. And that's where you got to love him. He still has humor in the darkest hours. And this is something that we have to change. These people are not divine Christ-like figures who walked on water that give us information. Okay? That is something that is just so important for you to understand. And it just boggles my mind that people are so trusting of this media. I go to people and joke with them a little bit and just say, you know, hey, give me power of attorney over your body, or pardon me, power of attorney over your money. And they look at me like I got two heads. And I say, well, you've known me for a long time. You trust me. What's the big deal? I won't take your money. But if I show up in a white lab coat with a big needle from Big Pharma and say, bend over, you're going to take it. And the inoculation's just loaded with almost any kind of poison that you could imagine. And how do we stop that? How do we turn it around? One of the big things Marshall McLuhan said, when it talks about the prince of the air in the Bible, in his private letters, he said very clearly, the prince of the air waves is what it means. And that's Satan. He's the prince of the airwaves. Electric information environments, being utterly ethereal, foster the illusion of the world as a spiritual substance. It is now a reasonable facsimile of the mystical body, a blatant manifestation of the Antichrist. After all, the prince of this world, Satan, is a very great electric engineer. Marshall McLuhan Letters, 1969. And even though you probably never heard of him, he's a bit before my time. He was a generation, half a generation before me. But I had the fortune of doing a lot of media with his last PhD student, who's the holder of the McLuhan Archives. And it took me a little bit of time to swallow the power of the media and what it can do to your mind. But he calls it out very, very clearly. And he talks as well. He says it's the mystical body. That's the Adam HaChadash, the mystical, magical Adam. So he even gets the right words. Many times we get the right words and we just don't understand the depth and breadth of them because we haven't arrived to that focal point where those words overpower us and control our destiny. That's why they're hidden from us. And that's another reason why I wrote The War of the Multiverse after I tried to interview Stanton Friedman and I really understood what really happened at Roswell. It was a Trojan horse operation. And there were many, many other ones through time. I think back to 1897, it was something like 80 or 90 various Roswells in different parts of the world where this technology style of life invaded us. And imagine, you know, you're in a canoe in a lake in a big storm and somebody comes by with a boat and says, you know, you want to ride? It's hard to turn down the technology. When I look at the Amish, the Mennonites, and some of the older religious sects, and I see, you know, I love to be in the country where there's all the horses and wagons still. And people use what my father used to call the Armstrong tools, because they are free. They are liberating. And with every step with the technology, we walk deeper and deeper into an abyss, a trap, where we're coming to what has been termed the singularity. And even at the outset, Time magazine had on their cover a human head, humanoid, I should say, head, with a big, you know, armored cable electrical wire going into the base of the skull, that this is your future. They teach these things at Ames University, which is part of the NASA intelligentsia. And you have to pay big money to take courses there. You don't have to pay big money to go to almost any university, but they teach you these finer points. And people get a lot of this information, and they don't use it like Max does to liberate people, to give an emancipation proclamation. They use it to get that power, to get an advantage of money. Corso also said all this alien technology was given away to people. They were selected by military intelligence and given stuff. They could do whatever they want with it, patent it, make money with it, use it for any reason they wanted, just to get it out there. And what's one of the most classic stories we have about our computer geeks of various people, whether they're at Facebook or Google or Microsoft, is that everybody was just, you know, bunch of young guys at university drinking some beer, mucking about in the garage, and they came out with the greatest computer discoveries known to human beings ever. Or was Colonel Corso correct that they selected key individuals and gave them the technology to develop to make a bigger, better noose to put around our necks? A noose that we'll line up to pay for by getting the next generation of phone that's going to delve further and further into our very bodies and capture more and more of our very souls. There has to be another answer. And it's Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
If you eat New Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada, and we had a very, very, very great blessing to have Max Egan join our posse today and take on the forces of darkness wherever they may be, from Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere, and any place that the dirt accumulates. Power Hour functions on sales. Power Mall sales for September 28th to October 2nd, 2020. 10% off North American Urban Spice products. A flash sale. 15% off Healthy Balance from Mother Earth Minerals. 10% off REM Sleep and Tranquil. Could use some of that last night. I was just so worked up for this one. It was just, you know, my dog did a lot of snoring, you know, but I didn't. 10% off Strauss products, 10% off Iron Earth products, soil remineralizer, 4 pounds and half pound. Last chance, 30% off OptiVita Silver Liquid. Last chance, 40% off Ancient Minerals magnesium products. And that magnesium is good for your body, believe me, far better than any nanobot chip. New products at Power Mall, new water filter products. DuraFlow water filter replacement. Journey water bottle and filter comes in blue and orchid. And the infamous, wonderful, fantastic Power Hour t-shirts. Because you can advertise for the Power Hour wherever you go, although it is getting cold in some climes. But show people where it's at. This is the easiest war you can ever win, really, people. Because all you got to do is change the channel. You turn off the propaganda networks. Definitely don't feed them, support them, or buy their products. Cancel the TV. Throw out, you know, we had an old comedy show in Canada years and years ago. This is dangerous, so you can't do that. But at the beginning, they throw all the TVs out the window, which is probably the best thing that can happen for them, just to liberate and free your mind. Read books. Lots of great books on topics like this to really give you the cranial support you'll need to survive what's coming. And understanding what's coming is very, very important. So I've got a t-shirt coming to me, and, you know, I can't wait to get in there. I guess it should come with a built-in bullhorn for me, because maybe I can be somewhere and shout it out before they haul us all away. When I listen to our leaders and how just morally bankrupt and intellectually deficient they are, I think there's greater wisdom in the forest with the animals. I really do. When I listen to our premier here in Ontario, and he just keeps harping on for weeks on end, more cases, more testing, more cases, more testing, more cases, more testing. You know, he's like Yoda or something in Star Wars, you know, just bailing all this crap out, and it's all garbage. Of course you're going to have more cases if you do more testing. But cases of what? You know, and that was like weeks on end. Well, nobody's died. I haven't heard anything about somebody died. I'm sure that would be like front page. Well, we had a death this month. Well, they did announce. It was on the National Post cover a couple of days ago, on the front page. You know, that was one death in Ontario and five in Quebec. Okay. You know, I'll be facetious, but maybe more people drowned in a septic tank than this. So what are you talking about? Cases doesn't mean death. You're just talking, now they've changed the whole concept of this, that they want to eliminate all cases. Well, you can never get to a point where you don't have someone having a virus, whatever it is that they're going to say it is. That's impossible. So it means that they've got you and they're going to keep you. Here in Quebec, the police want to have powers, or they're going to get powers, that they can get instant virtual search warrants to go into homes and see if you really live there, eh? To check your papers. Yes, the good old-fashioned way. And you can't have guests. No guests. It's your own home. Nope, nobody can come here, come and visit. Well, sometimes, you know, you got to take care of people that are in your family or friends or something. They get sick. You know, I've cared for injured people, taking in people who are handicapped and they need extra care for a while. You know, I say, well, they do allow caregivers, but, you know, it's just like some kind of total Orwellian maneuver. The big push is to find people protesting in public without wearing masks, with an instant fine. Well, the big thing is, you don't pay the fines, let them put you in jail and fill the jails with everybody, and I'm sure that'll help spread the disease faster and further. Ford was very upset by the people. You hear my son follows the Twitter comments that follow the Premier of Ontario, and there isn't one that's positive. People hate this guy. They just said, what are you doing? You know, your New World Order, and COVID's a joke. It's all a thing. You're taking away our rights and our freedoms. You're a eunuch. You're an idiot. You know, and you know, so then he finally made a comment about, there's rebels. Yes, we had rebels. They went to a Sega Beach, Ontario, and had an impromptu car rally. Thousands of people showed up. Squealing tires, you know, the burning rubber smell, people jumping and cheering in the street. It was just like spring break in the fall. So they did it for 2 days in a row. So the first day they had to call in police from all over Ontario to try to close the roads and prevent this from happening. And I just look at them as their freedom fighters. Probably don't like their style of music, don't drink, I don't do drugs. But God bless you for standing up for rights and freedoms and stuff like that, because it's a joke. It's a fraud. Everything they say has holes in it big enough to drive a truck through. And a guy I know who was a gay liberal here in Toronto was just shocked that he was barred from YouTube for making comments of something or some other social media. And I just go, well, welcome, my friend. Now you're coming to my world. We're heretics. Heretics to this mass control grid. And the only thing he complained about was COVID, of course, and the fact how many people aren't getting medical treatment and are dying because they're not getting medical treatment, and no one's taking account for that. And I look at you, well, that is a noble cause, my friend. I am glad you're speaking about that. And he was an Ontario government employee, retired, who was a specialist in statistics. And he says, these statistics are so full of holes that they can't even be counted as statistics. And I've heard a speech from a chap, I think he was the Pfizer executive who jumped ship or whatever, but he talked about the error rate that no one takes into account. It goes from 0.8 to 4.3%. So he gave it a median average of 2.3% and said, when he looked up the deaths and compared it to the margin of error, it could work out that you have zero deaths. Another one of those holes you can drive a truck through. So it's all scarerism. That's a term that was developed in the Bush days. You know, when anything ever happened, you know, all of a sudden there's Islamic terrorism somewhere. Osama bin Laden comes out of somewhere in each of his 50 different faces as a street actor to be put on the camera to say this is him. Old ones, young ones, whatever. You know, they all look different. And then someone invented the word scarerism, that they were just using this as a means to keep us under control. And I went further and I did the analogy with Rocky and Bullwinkle. If anybody's old enough to remember Rocky and Bullwinkle, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. And I would go, watch me pull Osama bin Laden out of my hat. Roar! See, aren't you scared now? Give me all your rights and freedoms, all your money, and get back in your cage. And this is the same thing. Watch me pull Osama bin Laden out of my hat. Roar! I can't wait to buy more masks. And somebody's saying that they got tracking chips in them. And they probably get activated by your phone, so they'll know everywhere you go and everything you do. And you don't have to wear that ugly yellow star on your shirt like they did generations past, because we can track you or the internet with technology. Don't you see? These are all the building blocks of genocide. I sent Max a video. I forgot to ask him about it. It was an old one. It was from 2011 when they had the flu. So that would have been the period Jane Burgermeister was revealing that the flu vaccine was a killer. And it was an Australian guy, mature old man like myself, older now, if he's still alive. And he found this weird detention center around a train station in Queensland, Australia. And it was beautiful. It was all done like you see pictures of American FEMA camps online. But what they did is they painted the perimeter fence, which was a really hard, strong wire used in detention centers, and they made it look like marine land. They painted it blue and had whales and dolphins and fish and all kinds of beautiful scenery on it so that it was aesthetically pleasing and calming to you. And then he looks at the barbed wire on top of the fences, the concertina wire on top of that, the cameras monitoring everybody, the fact it's next to a railway stop, and the train can be pulled into a sealed-off area and locked up, and people can be disembarked and put into this detention center. And he did it with a buddy of his who was a member of parliament in Queensland. And the man's just speechless. He goes, who authorized this? I've never heard anything about this. I don't know anything about this. But the reason I bring it to your attention is some of these things can be disguised so that you don't know what they are unless you are an astute observer. Maybe this guy was a veteran from a war and he knows all about those things. And he filmed it, was still online. I remembered from a buddy of mine telling me about stuff. And I checked it. I downloaded it. So I have a hard copy. And if it disappears, I can put it on BitChute. But this is the level. And this is not a joke. A buddy of mine who was in the military police here in Canada back in the 1990s said they did drills on this. Early Sunday morning at the Canadian National Exhibition, there's a train stop in there for when the exhibition was open back then. It's more busy now all the time, so you really probably couldn't do it anymore like that. But they did these drills where a train would come in, and you'd be bringing people, prisoners, in trucks to put them on the trains and send them up north, he said, to Meaford, Ontario, where there's a Canadian Forces base, to hold all these mass prisoners in custody. And I heard it backed up from two other sources, an employee at the Canadian National Exhibition, and another soldier called into the radio show I was on at that time in Toronto to say, yes, I know about that. I asked my best friend about it, who works there, the man I'd known all my life, and he just got up, left my house, walked away, and never communicated with me again. So even though he said nothing, that tells me the answer. He's 100% accurate. My buddy quit the military police because he's a Christian, and there's no way he's going to do stuff like that. And that's part of the resistance grid, too, is they're depending on the police to be good Nazis. They're depending on the army to be good Nazis. It's the 21 Palm Survey, babies. Are you going to kill your own people? You're going to take away their rights? Off air, I was talking to Todd and telling him about, you know, the Australian woman who was at the border. Same thing like the sheep farmer. It's just she's 9.5 months pregnant into a difficult delivery. She's got twins, and they won't let her cross the border to go to an emergency hospital for surgery. And I'm like, okay, what are we dealing with here? Because I think even in occupied France, if a French woman was at a German checkpoint and needed to get through to go to the hospital, I think they'd be gentlemen enough to let her cross and go to the hospital, maybe under escort just to make sure, but they would let her have her children with the best available. They just wouldn't leave her to die. A Nazi would do that. But an Australian cop and a whole babble of them that are going to turn this woman, she had to go back home. They sent a plane to go pick her up, fly her across the border to another city, and then drive her to this hospital. Took 12 hours. She lost one of her babies. Now you tell me, is anybody out there wearing any kind of uniform to be a peace officer, a fireman, a paramedic that's going to let this go down? I remember the Canadian fireman I had on talking about all the dirt in politics with Trudeau and stuff like that. You know, with a bad back, he climbed up a rig that's turned over on the road to rescue a guy trapped inside, and he fell off and hurt his back again more, and he still climbed back up to get the guy out. Right? That's the kind of people you need. What irresponsible, disgusting degenerates that they have in any kind of police that would allow that to happen is just beyond me. If it was my last day on the universe, the planet, the police department, or anything else, it's like that woman would be in the back of my car, and if the sergeant could catch me, he can catch me. If he can't, we're at the hospital, and you're having your babies. And if it's my last day on anything, at least I went out with class. That's what builds nations. That's what makes society better. Not sniveling and groveling to some fascist control grid or communist control grid or whatever kind of control grid you want to have, an AI one, where you kill your own brothers and sisters with neglect to allow a potent force to take control of not just our communities, our countries, but the whole planet and the whole human race, with the object of enslaving us and exterminating us. And I didn't mention to Max, too, maybe next time, about Boris Johnson's speech at the UN. I played that for you for the whole thing. You can find it online easy. Boris Johnson, UN, Terminators and Toasters to spy on you. You listen to what the Prime Minister of Great Britain has to say about what your future is. And if that doesn't shake you to where your bowels move, there's no hope for you. You're lost. So when you run into difficulties with your family trying to comprehend or understand, the world moves at the speed of the predator, not the prey. We're the prey. And now we know who the predator is. And we better do something about it, or we're going to have to deal with those Terminators. Probably one of the big reasons, you know, my friend Trudeau doesn't like you having 50 caliber guns or something like that. Now, you don't need it for hunting, but you might need it for predator control, if you get my drift. That might be the only thing could take it out. And then this British MP, he's introduced, you've got to have the, you know, the mark of the beast, the COVID vaccine and certificate for travel to get around. And that's one of my big problems with some of the conservative ones, is they're more keen to put you in a slave state than some of the others. The other ones might be just stupid and turn around in a circle too many times, but a lot of times, the ones who are conservative just love to have that power and crush humanity into whatever mold their masters tell them, if you're dumb enough to allow them to have that power. Tokyo Stock Exchange halts trading for an entire day due to major glitch not related to hacking. Well, maybe the artificial intelligence thing burped. France announces gradual ban on wild animals in circuses. Which is kind of funny that the animals have more rights than the human beings in France, because when they went through all their lockdowns, they were brutal. And they did to millions of human beings what they say you can't do to an animal in the circus. And it all depends on the circus. Some circuses would love their animals like their children, and other ones may be rough. Remember seeing a good movie about circuses. I should try to remember the name about that, because it was just fantastic, really. And it was about an old man who goes back to a circus and reminisces and talks about his experiences in the Depression time. He was going through veterinary college. The Depression happened. He had to drop out. By some terrible fate, his parents died in a car accident, and he just had to try to make do. And the only job he could get was working for the circus. And because he had veterinary training in the veterinary college, he got to look after the animals. and a love affair with a woman at the circus and an elephant makes it a really good movie. And you just learn how to deal with evil and how to persevere and make a better world. And ultimately, he married the woman. And they had lots of children, lived a long life, and he was able to go back to veterinary college and become a veterinarian. And, you know, it was just a real good movie overall. Maybe Uncle Kevin would like that one. I'd have to remind him of that one, see if he's seen it. Australian politician calls for criminal trials for health bureaucrats who banned hydroxychloroquine. And that is important. Craig Kelly, MP for the Australian House of Representatives, has taken on the bureaucrats for that, because you cannot have a cure or a treatment. You have to have the vaccine. You're being walked into an ambush, and it doesn't support the narrative if you get better. Same with people not even having symptoms. They're asymptomatic. 99.57 and such healing rates at different age groups. This is not a pandemic. This is not the monster. The only monster were the people who are depriving people of treatment, treating people who didn't need treatment with invasive procedures that actually murdered them. How to move to Canada. Americans rush to Google for unwatchable debate. Well, I don't blame them, really. I think Larry Curley and Mo could have done a better job at the debate. It was absolutely terrible. As a strategy, if that was Trump's strategy, he lost the debate before he got there. Should have just went there with a mirror and go, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the greatest president of all? You have to vote for the issues. It doesn't matter which clown you vote for. But there are important issues. God, abortion, gun rights, the Constitution, hopefully getting out of this COVID trap. Both of them led us into the COVID trap. Oh, vaccinate them faster and sooner with more. You know, it's madness, all madness between the two of them. There isn't one that has a hope. Where Trump lost the debate is he looked like everything the Democrats accuse him of. And he's not winning over the undecided voter or luring people from the Democratic side to come to his side. Big mistake. And he probably lost the opportunity to get millions of votes by just being a clown. And that's a terrible thing. Yes, I don't think there's anything good about Biden, but the best thing to get in these debates is you let the opponent walk into a trap that he can't get out of, and then you close it shut, let out the truth and the information that defeats him, and walk away the victor. You end up the hero, the other guy is the loser, and it's over. Melinda Gates slams social media for spreading disinfo. Well, of course, because that's what McLuhan said. World War III is an information war, with no distinction between military and civilian forces. We are in this war. We are all battling this. I was interviewed by Richard Serrett in Toronto last week, and I told him, you're a general in this info war, and so am I. And we muster and lead our troops with good intelligence to battle these enemies of darkness. And on the other side, of course, they have to try to defeat us to make us look like we're the interlopers or something evil. But what works, works. Plato's laws of logic are your guiding tool. What is, is. What isn't has to be supported by all sorts of lies. And when those lies unravel, what they said is changes very quickly. And virtually everything they've said about this so-called pandemic and disease is based on a large fabric of disinformation and lies. But they control and own the major media to get at most minds and control the mob through fear. Fast military operation to deliver 300 million doses of COVID vaccine. So Operation Warp Speed, there you go. And as I understand, you're supposed to get two shots, and they have to come from the same manufacturer, or you really muck up your body. And I think when those needles are given out, I think a lot of people are going to get severely hurt by this. And like Max said, we've gone past the point of feeling sorry for them, because as Forrest Gump said, stupid is as stupid does. Warned you, bridge out, don't cross, don't go here, be careful. And you want to blindly take this poison into your body, whether you die outright or they plant something in your body that's going to kill you in a couple of few years. You're dealing with a horrific enemy that has no moral values, because primarily it's controlled by AI and an evil form that actually wants to eliminate human beings. Governor Newsom approves task force on slavery reparations. Well, lovely, but what? We're all being marched into a slave system now. What are you going to do about that? You know, None of us were born when the Civil War happened. But after it was over, the veterans kissed and made up. They somehow worked it out. We can't change that past. And by blindly taking it into the lexicon, we're marching into a new form of slavery that's for everyone and will be far worse. Memory sticks used to program voting machines stolen in Philadelphia. No, well, I can't say that word, but imagine that. Shazam! U.S. federal judge refuses to lift restrictions on religious events in Colorado as critics shred hypocrisy by allowing protests. See, you know whose dog is whose. They allow the protests because, one, they know nothing's going to happen to these people, and they're their dogs. It's street theater. They know the enemy is the people who go to church and have religious values and moral values that are going to lead a better nation, make a better world, and resist the Antichrist system. They can't meet, and they're kept in fear, cowering. Our premier here in Ontario went to a wedding. No masks, no social distancing. He didn't care because he knows there's nothing there. It's not real. The mayor of Brampton, Ontario, organizes hockey in the arenas that are closed for his buddies. He knows it's not real. He doesn't care. We know it is real. We know Power Hour is real. We know the people who come to Power Hour are real. And we know if we all stand together, we make a better world. I saw some women and children going out in the forest today in my favorite prayer place. No mask, no social distancing. Just playing like kids and just looking at life. And you know what? It felt good. That was the old normal. The new normal is what Yuri Bezmakov, or whatever his name is, Bezmakov told us about. Entrapment. Communist state. Mass process. Normal age. Don't be a radical. Listen to Max. Listen to Power Hour. We'll see you in 2 weeks, I guess, unless something else happens. God bless you all. Pray. We will save our nation and our world. Good day.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.